Morning, we're Masechet Yom Daf Kafchet Koach, and we start at the bottom here of Kaf Zayin Amud Bet. So now, if you remember, we had at the very first lines on the Amud, Amar Bi Asi, Amar Bi Ayochanan, Zar Shesider Tamaracha Chayev. Nitzikat Tosei Purke B'chod Purke Maya Hanile El Purke Zar Zar Koen. So the Rebbechanan told us there that a Zar that does the organizing of the Maracha is Chayev. We saw Mitzvah Deshamayim, and we saw what's the Takana. Takes it apart, and then a coin puts it back together again. So we see over there that according to that opinion, Zar that did the Maracha was Chayiv Mita. Why? Because it was a proper, fully fledged Avoda, and therefore a Kohen has to be involved, nobody else. And on that, we had the Matkid Rav Zaira, V'chiyesh Lecha Avoda, Shekshar B'Laila, B'Sula B'Zar. But at the end of the day, we saw that the Sidur Maracha could be done also during the night. Especially we saw the example was that if, for example, the wood had burned out during the middle of the night while they're busy burning the Evarim and the Pedarim, etc., that they could just add extra wood. So there wasn't necessarily a need for daytime for sorting out the wood. And the idea is, if it's something done during the night, it's not a proper avod. It's not a proper avod, then why can't a non-Kohen do it? Maybe he can't do it, but why should we chayv mita? Then we turned and we said, actually, we chucked that answer out. We said, no, you're right. That the siddur of the Shnei Kishrei Eitzim isn't the issue, and we rephrased Rabbi Asi Rabbi Yochanan, and we said Siddur Shnei Kishrei Eitzim. It's not the siddur Maracha, it becomes Siddur Shnei Kishrei Eitzim. The Gemara now brings an Ikka de Amri over here on Rav Zaira's attack on Rabbi Yochanan. It was like Ikka de Amri mat Rabbi Zaira on Rabbi Yochanan b'chiyesh lecha avoda shesh acharei avoda p'sul bazar. Is there any avoda that we've got an avoda after it? What is avoda? Remember, the original maima of Rabbi Yochanan was Sidur Amaracha. Sidur Amaracha means preparing the actual Mizbeach above, like the whole fire story. And what's the avoda that comes after that avoda? Look at Rashi, the very last Rashi on the Daf. Sheyesh Acharea Sidur Avoda Sidur Shnei Gzirin. After the Sidur Avoda comes the Sidur Shnei Gzirin, the two stumps of wood. So now it turns out that the Sidur Maracha is not an Avoda Tama. We learned the other day, remember, that an Avoda Tama is an Avoda that you chayv miton, not an Avoda Tama you aren't. That's the question over here. Hesh Avoda Shesh Acharei Avoda Apsul Avzar. What? It's not an Avoda Tama. Now, Vaharei Evarim Upatarim Sof Avodah Dirmami, etc., etc. Now, if you look at the next lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4.5 lines of the Gemara up to the word Elakasha on round number 5, we're taking out. Rashi says over here, Vaharei Evarim Upatarim Lo Garsin Lechule Achgirsa. We don't read any of this. Rashi says, all a mistake, it shouldn't be here. And not only Rashi, but the Gra as well, the Agot Agra. Agot Agra says, Vaharei Evarim Mechule Ad Elakasha Tevot Elu Mechukot. The Chayin Machaku Rashi says. Rashi took them all out. So we carry on. Ela Itmar. Skip that now. We're taking another few other lines here this morning as well. So Gemara says, Ela Itmar, Hachi Itmar. I suppose what's going on over here? How can it be then that Rabbi Asin Rabbi Yochanan, let Sidur Maracha, we already chucked it out. This is a new version of the whole thing of replacing with something else. Ela Itmar, Hachi Itmar. Exactly the same version we had yesterday. Just the difference was that yesterday we said, Matkin Rabbi Zaira, B'chiyesh Lecha Avodah Shekshar B'Laila. Here it's Matkin Rabbi Zaira, B'chiyesh Lecha Avodah Shesh Acharei Avodah. Basically two sides of the same coin. So the first time the question asked that way, the question asked that way. The conclusion is the same. It's not that, not what Rabbi Yochanan said. It's really a Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Why? Because it's an avoda tama, and therefore it should be okay, and you chayv mitia. Look at Rashi, hold over the tama. The shalim le sidur. Now comes shalim le sidur. That's the end of the story. And on that, we see exactly the same format. We had yesterday, if you look again, we had Amar Asi, we had Rashi Kitar Rabbi Zaira. Then we said Elakashia. Then we said Elakitmar Hachitmar Amar Asi Amar Yochanan Shisidegs Eitim. Then we said hold over the Markiv Rava. And we had Matkiv Rava. Gemara brings that whole thing again from a different perspective, and Rava's in here again. So now Matkiv Rava, Elameatati Vaipais. If that's the case, exactly like Rava's question, yes, sir. See, that's if we're talking now about Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, we should have a pais for Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. The Gemara says, Vaatania Mishnah Chabetruma Deshin Yiskeb Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Yesterday the Gemara said that we said over there that Ishtamita Mirabe, right? We said the Ishtamita Adetanya. Rabbi forgot that the guy who does Chubat Adeshin does Gizraitim. How the Gemara said, but we don't know right, the Misha Zachab Chubat Adeshin, he's given Shushna Gizraitim. So Gemara says, no, Hachik Amar, this is what Rabbi's question was. It's a little bit different yesterday. Yifai Shnei Bitnei Atzma. We should have a separate pious. Why do we have a separate pious for Gishra Eitzim? It's an important avodah. It's the avodah Tama of the whole Siddur Maracha. Gemara says, no, Kedah Amrinan. The answer, like we said, well, Kedah Amrinan, what's that? Kedah Amrinan. We gave an answer why we buffed up Truman Adeshin, because otherwise, quite, we weren't going to come to Truman Adeshin to make it more attractive. We put in extra benefits. And they got what they had got. Okay, now, Rashi takes out as well from the Memra all the way to Maaseh Shehaya. Take out now the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and a half lines. Rashi puts in there, look at Rashi, he says, the Memra da avodah tamei b'ayipayis v'chule ad mishum Maaseh Shehaya lo garsinan. This is not here at all, not meant to be here. And then Amar Marzutra. So they pick up again, Amar Marzutra, v'itayme Ravashi, af adan amitanina. We also learned, what do you mean, I'm going to look at Rashi, the Siduk Zirin Avoda Tamehi, Rabbi Yochanan. There seems to be a machloket Amoraim over here, whether the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim is the end of a process or not. Okay, so we haven't seen that machloket here, but look at Rashi. Rashi says, Udelo Karebi Velevi. Right? Rav and Levi, they don't agree that the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim is an Avoda Tama. Because in the list of the avodas that a zar is chayav for, we know that a zar is chayav mita on an avodah tama. Levi and Rav never included the Gizra Eitzim as an avodah that a zar is chayav for. In other words, they don't count this as one of the avodas that is an avodah tama. Why not look at Rashi? Mishum deyesh achareya sidur evarim. They say that after the sidur maracha, then the Siddur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Then comes the Ravim, you carry up the meat, you put it all down. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Rabbi Yochanan says, that's a new start now. That's to do with the Korban. Up and nobody's spoken about the Mizbeach. That's the Korban that don't go together. Rabbi Levi said, no, what are you talking about? The Korban HaTamid, the whole story, the whole process from the beginning is all one process. So that's why he says over here, Mazut Trevita Rabbi Av Anami Tanina, Amarim Mune. What did Mune say? We're going to see it in a moment. Tzur u'i mi giyaz ban ashchita. What interested him? If he giyaz ban ashchita. Viduz man siru gizraitzim lo ketani. And gizraitzim lo ketani. So here he wants to bring this as proof that the fact that he didn't ask for times for gizraitzim, right, is because at the end of the day, It's a look in the Rashi over here. Rashi gives us the answer. Right in the Rashi. So when, what does he mean by we also learn? They said, "Vilus man shnei k'tani lo k'tani am avrad lailehi v'hu gemar sidur maracha." That's the end of a whole story. The sidur ha'evarim shu avodat yom tchilat avodah achereti v'lo gemar sidur maracha. That's Rashi says it. So it seems to me that the Gemara is saying no. It's actually a dechia over here. That's not why they never learned it. That's not why it was interesting to know what time it was. The reason why we don't ask the guy what's happening with the daytime for that is because even if it was done at night, doesn't matter, we can fix it up and judge it in the day if it was at Avodah. In other words, it's not one, like we saw at the beginning of the end of last Amud, with the same answer. It's basically exactly the same. Hadran alach berishona, hadran alach berishona, hadran alach berishona. Okay, now we start Perek Shlishi. This is what we've just been speaking about now, the last Amud. Of Amar le Mamune. So the Mamune says, Tzuru'u imi giyaz man ha-shchita. Right? Go and see if it's time yet for Shchita. So Rashi is over here, Amar le Mamune, hu hazgan. Then we had this before. We had a case of Amar le Mamune. Was it Barishona? It was the very beginning of the last parak. We said Then it says, if these two guys were trying to race to pick up to get the job to be addition were equal, the Memune says to them, now we're going to do some sort of a lottery. Right? And who was the Memune over there? So Rashi said, "Dei mishlehem shem mikizatad. Any chavim zochelachem. Aval me'ata kulam by natil goral u'mal goral. Memune ala paisot omer lekulam hotziu et sportechem." Right. So where did Rashi say that memune was? Where do we see skala kohanim? But Rashi over here says. I'm a rumor who askan. In our Mishnah says who askan. If you look at the Tosfot Yeshanim Aviyah, he says Pirush Perukibul Amale Mamune, Piresh Makontras Gam Kan Mamune Hu Askan. So he says Pirush Contras Gam Kan. Where did else did he say it? So I just told my mom when I read this yesterday that he meant there in Peruk Shain, he also said the Hu Askan. But now that I looked, I don't see that he says the Hu Askan. Anybody got an answer to that? Okay, so look what Tosfot Shesharim says of Yehenia. He says, he has come, ve'eno nire, kereperash shil el, el adam acher haya, shaya memune al kach. Okay, so we've got to try and find where it was. Remember we had that story with Agrippa Samelech, that he was walking and he heard the shouting coming all the way to Yericho. Remember that? We learned there about Agrippus, and he heard the noise, and we said there that in spite of the coin, Gadol still had a stronger voice than he had. So we're on Daf Kaf Amud Bet. What was it? We said there, Gvini Cruz. That was his name, Shkoach. So we had over there, Tanik about the Rabbi Shudo, Tanik about the Rabbi, Kvini Chruz, Ma'u Omer, Imduko, Yerubanatam. So now I saw this morning in the Steinzal, I think he brought to the Meiri, that the Meiri says that that this is the Kvini Cruz. He was the guy that it wasn't the Memune, it wasn't the Skana Kohanim, it was Kvini Cruz. That's who he was. So he says, Aviaturim, Magiaz Manashchita. Look at Rashi, Ala Choma or Ala Gag. He'd go stand there on the roof or on the wall. And see if it's time for Shechita. What does it mean, time for Shechita? Right? If it's time for Shechita, Rashi says, yeah, Shechita tatami, the korban tatami. Klomar, im he'ir ha-mizrach, she'ashchita psula b'layla. Kol nishchita, no, pasul. So we're going to see now if the sun, if the eastern side of the sky has got a bit light. K'nichtiv, b'yom zivchechem. Right, so now this is the process. Haro'e omer bar-ka'i. Bar-ka'i seems to me something mean to be like shining, netzutz. Something shining, that's the Tonash of Barkai. Rashi says, yeah, Barkai, Lashon Tsohar, Kamo Leman, Ayot La Barak, Iru Brakim. Like some sort of like a shining light. Matya ben Shmuel Omer, so the Tanakama says, Haroe Omer Barkai. Matya ben Shmuel says, Heir Penei Kola Mizrach Ache Bechevron. The Memune says to the guy, see if it's been written up to Hebron. Who Omer Hain? And he says, yes, it has been. Now look at Rashi here. Ad shehu bechevron. Ad shenirah atzohar ad chevron. We want to see as far as chevron. There's a Tosfot Yeshalim over here which says that the reason why we mentioned chevron is just to give kavod to the avot. Because the avot lived over there. And it's just the whole idea of Hebron, just to mention, to bring the Avot into the picture. We're going to see just now another interesting story of Avram being the person davening Mincha. Now we know who was Makaya Mincha? No, Yitzchak. Right? Avram was Shachrit, Yitzchak was Mincha, and Yaakov was Mariv. So we'll see in a moment. Why do we need this whole rigmarole, this whole process of Yeses Rashi? Right? La'alot le'gag v'lirot, the whole story says, Shepam achatala Mora Levana, why did it happen that the moon, the light of the moon, Rashi says, Tzamach Tor Levana, Samuch L'Shachrit. Early in the morning, just before Shachrit, there was still a full, big, bright moon in the sky. V'dimu She'ir Mizrach. Rashi says, V'dimu Chishvu. And they miscalculated. They saw this moon, and they thought this was already Shachrit. There was sun was rising. V'hotzi V'shachatu et atamid, and they shechat the tamid, v'hotziyo lebet asher. End up having to burn it. Rashi says, K'she'evinu She'nishchat palav, it's damanayla. So therefore, from there onwards, they made a decision that they have to check properly, that they don't get mixed up here with the day and with the night. The Gemara carries on and says, Horidu Kohen Gadol Beit HaTfila. And then the Kohen Gadol went to the Beit HaTfila. Rashi says, we'll see in the Gemara what's going on about the Horidu. And the Gemara Mishnah gives us a klal. Zeh klal. I have a Migdash. I believe we'll cloud this, by the way. She says, Kol ha-meisach et raglav ta'un tefillah. Meisach et raglav is a nice way for saying, go to the toilet with the number two. V'chol ha-meitil mayim, whoever makes a urinates, ta'un kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So if you're in the bed, Migdash, you've got to go to the toilet. You go to the toilet, you got to do, if it's just you make a wee, you do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. If you have to go to the toilet properly and sit down, that's where Meisach et raglayim comes from. Rashi explains it. You basically sit down and cover your legs. Well, they're right, you're covering your legs, that you'd have to go and toivel in the mikvah. Okay. Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Omer Barak Barkai. So now we've got a brighter over here, that we're going to see a machloket tanaim on all the different ways of what was said. So the Mishnah was quite passive. In the Mishnah, we had two opinions. We said, Ruet Abigas Malachitim Geharoe Omer Barkai. Mati Ben Shmuel says, Irpene Kolamidra Kachemachem Omer Hein. Two opinions. The bright here brings a whole bunch of opinions. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Barak Barkai. Right? Now, there's no Tosfot in this Amut. The Rashi starts in the Tosfot. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Barak Barkai. Rabbi Kiva Omer Allah Barkai. What does it mean, Allah Barkai? Rashi says, yeah, he'ir yoter mi Barak. Nechome ben Afkision Omer Af Barkai Bechevron. Okay, so we saw again, the whole idea here of Chevron is just to give some kavod over here to the avot. Then Matya ben Shmuel hamemulah paisot omer. Now Matya ben Shmuel, we already had him in our Mishnah. Right, so now the Gemara is telling us here in the Brayta that he was bemunela paisot. He says he'ir bnei kol hamishach ad shebechemron. We saw that already. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bataira omer. So we've got Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Bechevron V'yetzu Chol Am Ish Ish Lemelachto. It's an extra one. So the Rabbi Yehuda ben Bataira says Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad inside of Chevron, Ad Shebechevron, but Ad Bechevron, inside Chevron. Not only was the Talat, but we saw it wasn't going to work as well. Now the Gemara asks a Kasha now, that last opinion over here, that it was so light that everybody in Chevron was going to work already. And now, what time people go to work? People go to work, most people go to work, even here in time of the Gemara, you'll see, quite a bit after the very first sighting of the sun. In other words, we're speaking about Heir HaMizrach, you'll get up on the roof and go and see the first flickers of light, that there's a bit of a sunrise. And here we're saying, it's already the time that guys are going to work. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Nogele Tuva. If you're telling me that it's the time that people are going to work, so then it's really very light. That's much later than we expected. So the Gemara says, no, corrects itself and says, Liskor Poalim Kamrina. We talk about the Balabatim. Look at Rashi. Ha Yetzu Ishlem Lachto, Lavala Poalim Kai. We're not talking about the workers. They got to work later. We're talking about Ela Al Balabait, who Mashkim Beyoter Limtso Poalim Liskor. This is a Balabait who gets up earlier. And he prepares himself and he has to get ready because he's got to go now go find workers. So the workers come out a little bit later, but he's got to get prepared in advance to go and find these workers. Okay, he's got to drive there, I suppose, and takes a bit of time to go and to the pickup points where they would be. So it's even, so when we're speaking about over here, Kol HaMizrach Ad Bechevron V'yetzu Kol HaAm Ish Ish Lemelachto, talking about the Baal HaBayit, he gets up earlier to go and find workers. From Amar Rav Safra, Tzlute de Avraham, Michi Mashchere Kutle. He says, yeah, Tzlute de Avraham. Now, Tzlute de Avraham, we're talking over here, if you look in the Masorah Shas for a moment. Look at the Masorah Shas. Even though they don't look at the Masorah Shas, it's worthwhile looking at the Masorah Shas. to the second Shas on the Amud. You see, Ayin Ba'aruch, in the Aruch, he's got the Erech Shachar. It's like a Piresh Tfilat Avot Kulam. When we sit over here, Tzlotei de Avraham, it's not Dafke Shachrit, which I'm speaking about. He says, yeah, so we're talking about now about the Korban HaTamid Obein HaArbayim, which is the afternoon Korban. He says, Tzlotei de Avot Kulam, Velo Hizkir Avraham, Elu B'nei Shehu Ikar. He's the main one. Uchtiva Yatzei Yitzchak, Lasuach B'Sadeh Lifnot Erev. Right? Misha'a Shenichnas HaShemesh B'Ma'arav. So Yitzchak went to make Mincha. Uvoto ha'et matchilina kotlin shebemishach lashchir. The walls on the east now start getting a little bit black from the shadows. That's what's happening now. It's already a little bit in the afternoon. The sun's already gone over noon. Remember at noon, there's no shadow. Afternoon, now the sun starts moving to the west. If it moves to the west, it casts shadows on the east. V'zu asicha, v'zu isicha tfilat at soharayim kedata mesorah lo me'aviv. Interesting that, eh? He says, "Bezu asicha tfilat atzoraim kedat a mesorah lo me'aviv." Who did he get the mesorah to do mincha from? From Avraham. So why are we attributed all the time to Yitzchak? As if I'm didn't tell him my mincha. For me, this is a chiddush, right? Ubeze tavin perush Rashi dira matzchil tsluchei de Avraham. We'll see Rashi in a moment. He says that's why now you understand Rashi. The Avraham tfilat ta'erev shelo. Now let's go look at the Rashi. Now we see in the Aruch has given us introduction to over here. And he says that this was a Mesorah that Yitzchak got from his father. What was the Mesorah? Was the Mesorah Davin Mincha? Was the Mesorah to Davin? Look at this Rashi here for a moment. Rashi says he had Tzlutei Avraham. He says Tzlutei Ta'erev Shelo. His Mincha. I know I'm giving you the runaround this morning, but anyhow, the Amud Aleph was a quickie, right? So we can spend a little bit more time on Amud Betya. Look at this Rabbeinu Chananel. Towards the beginning of Rabbeinu Chananel, he says the Amar of Safra, Tzlutei de Avraham. He says, Perush Tfilat Avot Kulan. It's all the Tfilas. Velo Yizkir Avraham Elu B'nei Shehu Ha'ikar, like we saw in the Aruch. The Amar Michi Mishchere Katle. Right? Exactly, I want to say, look at the, and I apologize, really I do, but look at the Tosfot Yeshanim over here. He says, Va'im Tomar, the very first Tosfot Yeshanim, Vaha Amrina Beperi Tfilat Ashachar, Davkav Zayin, right? Yitzchak Tikein Tfilat Mincha, Shneemar Vayetze Yitzchak Lashoch Besadeh. He says, Yesh Lomar, the Achar Shetikne Yitzchak, Haya Omra Gam Avraham. So what's the Mesorah Yitzchak got according to the Mesorah to we saw in the Mesorah in the Aruch? Yitzchak got a Mesorah to Davin. His father Davin Shachrit. He had this Mesorah. He then went and Davin also Mincha. Once Yitzchak started Davining Mincha, Avram also Davin Mincha. Right? So now it's called Tzlotei de Avram. Kach Piresh Rabbeinu Tam. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Inam Yomer Rebbe, the Mikomakom. Haya Omra Avram Mitchila. It's another opinion. It says that Rebbe says, no, Avram always daven mincha. Right? Ele shelo asa klal lechol b'nei beito ad shetikne Yitzchak. However, Avram davened it as a reshut for himself. He didn't say the either mincha, but he never had a compulsion for the rest of the family to daven. Once Yitzchak took it upon himself to daven mincha, then it became a 45 mincha. Da filu eruvei tafshilin, the Gemara says, kiyem kem, we'll see this now. Obviously, Yitzchak Avram daven mincha, because Avram was also kept eruv tafshilin. So, what are you going to keep eruv tafshilin and not daven mincha? Pashut that you have to do that, right? So, anyhow, now let's go back to the Gemara. Get back onto Asuga. Well, that was really nice. So now Avram of Safra, Tzlutei Avram, Michi Mashrei Kotle. So, Avram Yosef Anan, Mi Avram Nekum Benigma. He said, what do you, how can you learn from Avram? You know, Avram was unique. Avram was a guy that did everything in the best way possible. He did everything early as possible. We're going to start learning Avram. We can't compare ourselves to Avram. Look, actually, Avram nikum le nigmar, batra lamdenu liyot zrizin ka Avram. What are you talking about? So Amarava, Rava says, no. Tana gamra mi Avram, va'ana lo gamrinan mine. He says, sorry, Tana gamra mi Avram, va'ana lo gamrinan mine. The Tana will learn it. We're not going to learn. What are you talking about? Of course we're going to learn. The Tana will be yom ha'shmini, yom ha'besar lato. On the eighth day, we got to do Mila. Mila meit, shechol ha'yom kashir ha'mila. And really, the whole eighth day is kosher for Mila, but אלה שזריזים מקדימים למצוות, שהם אומרים, יסכם עם הבוקר ויחבוש וכו'. So we see it, even we did like Avraham, the whole day on the eighth day is a mitzvah for Mila. You can do Mila up until mamash, probably till Tzedakoch, at least till Shkia, before Shkia. But we don't, we see that we zrizim mekhlim a mitzvah, you try and do it straight after Shachrit, or if not, at the earliest, you do it in the, like an early lunch. You don't wait the whole day and wait till do it at Mincha. So we do, El Amar Rava, Rav Yosef, Hakakash Yileh. This is Rav Yosef's customer. Down Rav Yosef, when he said, Anna me Avram Malaikum Enigma, what do you think? We would be like, oh no, that's not what he meant. Everybody wants to be chosen like Avram. And this is what his kashya was. Ditnam, we learn in the Mishnah. We've got a Mishnah, we have a Sech Epsachim, we said, Chal Arve Psachim Erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is on Erev Shabbos, right? So Nishchat B'Sheishu Mechza, V'Kareit B'Shevu Mechza. So we've learned this, we just learned Masech Epsachim not long ago. So we know that when Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos, we bring everything a bit forward. Alright? So he says, Nishchat liot b'Erev Shabbos, Nishchat b'sheishu mechza, v'karei b'shevu mechza. He says, I don't understand. Why do we wait until the korban of the Pesachim of shevu mechza? V'nishchatei michi mashrei katla. Why don't we bring it as early as possible from the first moment that we can do it? That's his kasha. He wants, I don't understand. My kushya. What's the kasha? This is the, we're going to give two answers. The first answer is, what's your kashya? V'dilme kotle bel amigdash b'sheishu mechza mishchere. Mishum delo michme tuv. He says, no, we couldn't do it any earlier. Because really, the walls in the bel amigdash weren't built straight. We weren't exactly sure of the moment. That's why it took a little bit longer. We had to give ourselves a bit more time. Look at Rashi. Delo mechuvne. Lo havu skufim b'tzimtzum. They weren't exactly straight. ולפישה חומה הייתה רחבה מנת, was wide at the bottom, והולך למתקצה ועולה, and was narrow at the top. ופיכך אין חודו של שפת אוביו למעלה, מאצל הזקיפתו להשחירו, עד שתימשך חמה למערב. We need to wait a bit of time for the sun to move over a bit to give us a proper shadow, so if we get according to the shadows, we wouldn't be able to get to the exact time, therefore we give ourselves a little longer time, because the walls were built with a bit of a wider base, and therefore we wouldn't see the exact shadow, we had to give ourselves a bit more time. That was answer number one. But we are trying to be Zuzi like Avraham. Inami Shani Avraham. Maybe another answer is that we can't be exact like Avraham. We can't say Erev Shabbos did exactly at the first moment. Why? Because Avraham had an amazing intuition of how to understand the stars and the sky and the sun, etc. Look at Rashi. It's tagninut niyot baki balichot hamazalot. He knew exactly when the hour began, when the hour ended. The Achitani of Baba Batra, the Gemara, they said like this, Vashem Birech Avraham Bakol. What do you mean Bakol? So some say that he got a daughter. Remember, that's the classic answer. Avraham Birech Bakol, he had a daughter. The Itztagninut, this Gemara says that he had a big Itztagninut, that he understood exactly what how the stars and the sun and the sky and the hours, etc. worked. The Chol Malchei Mizrach Umarav Mashkimin Lepitcho Lisho B'Mazalot. And people used to come and consult with him because he was the great astronomer, astrologer, whatever you want to call it, of his time. And they all came and spoke. That's answer number two. Answer number three is, Inami Mishum Dezakem Yoshebi Yeshiva Havei. Maybe, look, we aren't such experts. Avraham was an old guy and he was sitting mamash immersed in learning all the time. So therefore, he was an expert. The Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Mimehen Shlavoteinu, Lo Parsha Yeshiva Mehem. Says, from the times of our ancestors, from our avot, they never ceased to be sitting and learning all the time. Ayu mitshayim, yeshivayim ahem. When they were mitshayim, even they had a bad midrash. Shneema lech v'asafta et zignei shel. There, what happens over there, in the psukim, the Torah tells over here, lech zav zignei shel, v'amar elehem, Hashem elokei avotachem, dra elai elohei Abraham, Yitzchak v'Yakov, le'mor, pakot pakadati etchem, v'tashu ilachem mitshayim. Where's Benny? He's Benny here. Pakot pakadati. In our shiur in the morning, in our parsha shiur, we always make a big fuss about this. That's the code word. Pakot pakadati was the code word that Yosef passed on. That when whoever arrives and says pakot pakadati, right, you'll know that he's the guy who's going to redeem you from Mitzrayim. Here, Hashem Moshe arrives and he says to the elders there, lech v'asafte zikdei Yisrael. Go, where's he bringing them from? For the bad midrash. That's what the Gemara say. Are you being midbar? And that was in Mitzrayim. Then when they left, they were midbar Yishvayim ahem. They also had a bit of midrash. They are asfali Yishvimish Mizikdei Israel. Where do you gather them from? From the Bela Midrash. He says Amar Avinu as well. Zakein Yosef Yishiva Haya. She Neemar VaAvram Zakein Ba Beyamim. Avraham Avinu, Bar Yamim. What do you mean, Bar Yamim? He came with days, with a lot of experience, and he learned Torah. And what says Yitzchak Avinu also zakem v'yoshev v'yeshiva haya. How did Yitzchak also was for his whole life spent sitting during in yeshiva? Shneimar v'yehi ki zaken Yitzchak. Look at the whole pasuk over there. The whole pasuk says v'nei Yisrael kavdu mizaken. Sorry, v'yehi ki zaken Yitzchak v'tachehena einav miraot. So why did he couldn't he see anymore? Because he was learning Gemara all day long, right? So his eyes had gone bad. And we're saying Yaakov as well. Same idea. And the Gemara, while we sidetracking now completely, right? So it says, well, Eliezer Ibn Avraham, Zakem Yosheb Yeshivaya. He also was a Talmid Bocher in Yeshiva, right? Eliezer. Look at Rashi over here. How do we know he was sitting in Yeshiva? Shenemar vayomer Avraham elavdo zaken beto hamoshel b'chol asher lo. So what does it mean he was a moshel b'chol asher lo? So we always understand pshat to mean that that Eliezer was the master of the house, like the mankal, right? He was in charge. Am Rabbi Eliezer shemoshel b'torat rabo. That's what it means. Shemoshel, when it says there that he was a moshel b'chol asher lo b'torat rabo. Who damesek Eliezer? Right, so Amar Rabbi Lazar, she dole umashke. He takes the word over here, dole umashke. That's damesek Eliezer. He says an expansion of damesek. Damesek is an acronym, is a contraction of dole umashke mitorato sherabo la'achirim. Okay, so that's it. So we see over here that Avram, we can't compare ourselves to Avram, either because Avram had istagninut, he was an expert, or because the walls weren't good, or because Avraham was mamash steeped in Torah, steeped in learning, set his whole life, therefore he was an expert in all these things, and we aren't experts, and basically gave the Gemara opportunity to quickly sidetrack and show us that throughout history, from the time of already Mitzrayim, they were sitting and learning Torah. And now we get a complete sidetrack of the Amar Rabbi Amarav, Kiyem Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula. Avraham Avinu was Mekayim the whole Torah. Now this is a machloket, right? Throughout Shas, did the Avot, when they were Mekayim Torah or not? So, quite the Gemara in Kiddushi that says that Amarav Kiyem Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula. Why? Shneimar. But the passage that we quote over here, it's worth looking at the whole passage. It says, Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoli, Vayishmor Mishmarti Mitzvotai Chukotai V'Torotai. So, Mishmarti is in the plural, mitzvotai in the plural, chukotai in the plural, and what is torotai? All my torot. This is Avia. Amar Rav Shimon. It says Rach. Shneimar Ekev Asheshma Avraham Bekoli. Amar Rav Shimon Bar Chiya Rav. Ema Sheva Mitzvot. Maybe it's not. Maybe it just means he kept the mitzvahs, Sheva Mitzvahs. So how can look at Rashi Avia Sheva Mitzvahs? Maybe it says, yeah, the, all these things over here. He kept the Sheva Mitzvot. But he was Brit Mila. Avraham Avinu had Brit Mila. Brit Mila is not part of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. It's not a mitzvah for them to have a breast. The Gemara says, V'ayim Hashem Mitzvot B'chim U'mila. You know what? Okay, you're right. So he kept the Sheva Mitzvot and Mila. The Gemara says, Amar Lei. So now, this is a bit of a discussion over here between Rabbi Shimi Bar Chiya and Rav. So Shimon Bar Chiya said to Rav, maybe it's a Sheva Mitzvah. So Rav said to him, what about the Mila? So Shimon Bar Chiya said back to him, okay, but Shimon is a Mila. So Rav says back to him, Imkain, Mitzvotai v'Torotai l'Ameli. Why do we have to have in the pasuk here, Mitzvotai v'Torotai? What does it mean, Mitzvotai v'Torotai? So he says, Amar Rava. So it's a correction. Rava gives the answer. He says, V'itam Rav Ashi, Kiyem Rav Avinu, Afilu Eruvei Tavshilin. Even, look at Rashi over here. Eruvei Tavshilin, on the Rashi side of the Amud, She'eina halakha l'moshe m'sinai. That's not halakha l'moshe m'sinai. Ele takanat sofrim. She'atidin etaken. It's the mitzvah de Rabbanan. Like mitzvah takanat sofrim. Hasn't yet been introduced even. And Aaron already kept Eruv Tavshilin Shene'emar Toratai. How do you know Toratai? Toratai means both. Achat Torah she'bichtav v'achat Torah she'ba'al peh. This is quite amazing. I just thought about this now. The Rambam, when he discusses Torah she'bal peh, so he includes in the takanot and gzerot of the Drabbanan. interesting. He's got five categories of what Rashi Bar-Peh is, if I'm not mistaken. And two of them are Takanot and Gzerot. You know, Takanot and Gzerot, like the mitzvot Aseh and the mitzvot Lo Taseh of the Rabbanan. As a rule, a Takana is a mitzvot Aseh of the Rabbanan, and a Gzerot is a mitzvot Lo Taseh of the Rabbanan. Because right? A Gzerot is like a Gzerot that you don't do something. A Takana, which you must do something, as a rule. And the Rabbanan includes it all in Rashi Bar-Peh. And this is what the Gemara says. This Gemara says over here, it's talking about Eruv Tavshilin. Rashi tells us it's Takanat Sofrim. It hasn't yet been introduced. And that's what we learn because Torah, Shnei Torot, Shebichtav, and Rashi Bar-Peh. This, I'm actually must look into this. This seems to give credence to the Rambam that a Takanat Sofrim is part of Rashi Bar-Peh. Otherwise, how do you explain Rashi? Okay, that's Karen. Okay, so now we go back to the Mishnah. Matya ben Shmuel Omer v'chule v'hu Omer Hein. I've got a question. If you look in the Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah, it says over here, v'hu Omer Harei Panei Kula Mishach Ad Shebechev v'hu Omer Hein. Who's the who? Who says Hein? Is Hein the guy on the roof saying Hein? Or is Hein the guy on the bottom, the Mamune, saying Hein? That's a Gemara's question. Aman Amar Hein, who says Hein? Maybe it's the guy on the roof. But now, wait a second. He dreams that he interprets his own dream, meaning he tells us that it's daytime, and he concurs with his daytime. Look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, Amar ihu ve'u mefasher potera chalom, klomar hu shoel hu meshiv. He asks and he gives the answer. Ela hachtekaya ara. Must be the guy standing on the ground. Right? It must be the guy standing on the ground. The Gemara says, Mina yada. How do I know? So, we could say both ways. One, maybe we could say on the guy standing on the ground. Maybe we could say guy standing on the roof. Now, we see the standard Gemara style. We said either the guy standing on the ground or the guy standing on the roof. And then we start off with the guy standing on the roof. Right? We would have thought either on the ground or the roof. And let's talk about the ground first. The Gemara always, as a rule, goes with this last comment. Said, igra. If you're going to say the guy sitting on the roof, amar ihu. So what's ihu? Look at Rashi. Zeshan agad. The guy on the roof says, he'ir p'nei kol ha-mizrach. He says, right? And then, va'amalehach, the kaya ara. And then the guy on the ground says to him, ad shebechevron? Is it all the way to Hebron? Look at Rashi. Shaila here, that's his question. Va'amale iu, and now the guy on the roof says, Hain. That's how we can explain it. Right? He says that it's not the guy on the ground says, all the way to Hebron, he says, yes. So now we've got the Hain, could be the guy on the roof. Or we could explain it the other way around, the guy standing on the ground. So look at this Rashi. There's quite a long Rashi over here. He's like this Rashi. He says, Amar Hain. Right? Maybe the guy on the roof, he also says Hain. Amar Hain, Ketzad, how Rashi explains, Hadakaya Ara, the guy standing on the earth, Hadakaya Ara He'ir Pnei Kol HaMizrach B'Lashon Sheila. He says to the guys that have gone away to Hebron, to the Pnei Kol HaMizrach, the whole east. V'ze Omer Lo Ad SheBeChevron Ha'ir. And the guy on the roof says, not only does it cover the walls, it's all the way to Hebron. V'amale, and then the guy on the ground says to him, Hadakaya Ara, Ha Hain, right? Kach Ani Shoel. That's what I'm asking. So when he said, is it all the Mizrach? And the guy says, all the way to Hebron, he says, yeah, that's what I was asking. So we've got now the guy on the ground saying Hain as a second type of, what's the word when it's a question, but it's not really a question, rhetorical question. Thank you. Kachal Yisrael. Now look at Rashi. Rashi's into Umatzinu B'Talmud Yerushalmi. Kedei Laschir Schut Avot Maskirin Hebron. That's the Rashi I was looking for. I couldn't find early on. Right, why do we mention Hebron here? We mention Hebron here just to give Schut Avot. Okay, let's go back into the Gemara. So now, he said like this, Ibar Eima Hachtekai Ara, Amar Iu Eipnei Kol Mizrach, Amar Le'ad Shebe Hebron, Amar Le'hen. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, the Mishnah says, V'lamu Tshuchu L'chach. What do we need all of this for? Umi Michlaf. And was it possible to really get confused between the sun and the Mishnah gave us a story because the Chishu, they saw the sun and the moon in the morning and thought it was the sun and they got confused and they did the Shechita and they had to burn the Shechita and they had to burn the Para, etc., etc., etc. So Gemara said, what, Umi Machlif? Michlef, is it really possible? Look, Rashi, Timuach Timur Chama, but Timuach Timur Levana. Can you really confuse the sun starting to shine with the moonshine? Right? You know, moonshine, isn't it like moonshine, like a type of alcohol, right? Like a cheap alcohol. It's called moonshine. Am I right? So maybe they had moonshine. Maybe they had drunk moonshine, and that's why they thought it was the sun already shining. I don't know. But other than that, is it ready? Bahat Tan Rabbi Omer, Anu Domer Timur Shelevana, Le Timur Shechama. And Rebbe told us already that you can't confuse the two. Why? He says, Timush Levana Metamer Voleke Makel. The sun, the moon, when the moon rises, so the light of the moon is like a very, very specific, straight, dedicated type of light. You know, look at the moon doesn't really give light off. Occasionally, you've got like these few circles around it. As a rule, the moon is not just a bright light of moon. On the other hand, Timush El Chama, Mafzir lechan lechan. It spreads out. Look at Rashi. Timush Chama alot hashachar shenivka v'nirah ketamar zakuf. It seems like a tamar, right? Like a palm tree. Lashom etuvut hashan al shem shezokef ole. Basically, like a palm tree comes out. You know, and it's standing up, and it's got all the branches coming off it, and it's springing out. It says mafzir lechan lechan, going in all directions. So the Gemara says, "Now, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Yom Ha'Mu'unan Haya. It was really a cloudy day. It wasn't a normal day." Rashi says, "Harakia Kashur Ba'Avim. The sky was full of clouds. Ve'ena Timur Nireh Ba'Adar Afel, and we couldn't really see this through the all the mist. Elo Makom Pizur Avim. Other when the clouds were splitting a little bit, but Makom Harbei Ben Av La'Av." He says, "And therefore, Yahu Mafzir Lechan Lechan. It was the moon." But normally we'd see the moon like as a bright moon. But because there were clouds, we saw a bit of light out of that cloud, a bit out of that cloud. It looked like the sun behind it that had spread out all over the show. And that's why they got confused. Let's end the Fabia.